That song makes you want to go out and get some Krispy Kreme donuts, doesn't it? All right. Without the hole. Jelly filled. Those are good, aren't they? Well, take your Bibles now and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to be looking at the shield of faith this morning, this second part. Last week was Father's Day, and so we had to talk about the fathers. Last Sunday, which is a good thing. Talk about mothers and fathers, mom, dads, families, children. It's a good thing. But the shield of faith is an important part of the armor of God. Now, all week long I got to share with the children about the armor of God, but these are not the same messages. And if you don't believe me, ask Beth, because she can verify, or Robert, because this is entirely different types of messages I preach here than I do to camp. So, but the shield of faith is our subject this morning. And the first verse, beginning with 10, which is our verse of the week. Finally, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. Having done everything to stand firm. Then Paul says, stand firm, therefore, having girded up your loins with the truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, in verse 15, and having sod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith, and that's verse 16, what we're talking about that this morning, just that one, the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I ran out of verses up there, didn't I? Well, anyway, we'll just go on to the introduction. The shield of faith, when you think about that, moves or it covers the doubts and struggles that we have in faith. And what makes that so important? Because it is faith, and it's the shield. It's the armor of God. It's that protection that we need every day of our life as we go out into the world or face situations, that whether they're personal or family or corporate, whatever they may be, we need to armor up or suit up with the full armor of God each day. And we'll do that. Satan, he can't penetrate it. There's no way, because God protects us. So the more faith that we have in the Lord, the less likely we'll be hurt when Satan attacks. So it's important. Have all the armor on us. You think, you know, I think of how God created animals, right? All distinctively. They have their own instinct. They have their own personal protection themselves. Take the turtle. He's got that hard shell. You know, when enemy strikes, what does he do? He closes himself up and he's secure right there in his shell. So he suits up with the full armor that God has given him. Why shouldn't we do that as well? Suit up with the full armor of God. So it's also important to remember that our God is always faithful to us. Always. Always faithful. And when we take up the shield of faith, we don't do it through our own strength, as we read here in the scripture, but we do it in God's strength. Now, I don't know how many of you, I listen to K-Love. That's what I've got my radio set on most of the time. But there's a new song out by Zach Williams called Fear is a Liar. You heard that song? Man, I listen to it. I love to listen to that song. Fear, and then he says, he is a liar. So if you haven't heard that song, turn on K-Love. They play on K-Love, the other religious station. But Fear is a Liar by Zach Williams. Now, Satan is a source of all unbelief. He is a source of all doubt. So if you get up in the morning and then you have any doubt or any fears or unbeliefs in your life, you know who plants them there? Satan. So the Bible says that we are to suit up, put the armor of the shield of faith on, and we will be protected from that. It takes me to Genesis chapter 1, where one of Satan's favorite sayings was, indeed, has God said. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, it says that Satan is the crafty of all the beasts that God created. And then he comes to Eve when to tempt her with the fruit. And he says to her, indeed, has God said that you not to eat of the fruit? Surely you shall not die. See how that he twists things in our minds. If he works on our minds, and if he can get it in our mind and get it set in our heart, then temptation has already succeeded in our life, and we follow through with it normally. So put on the shield of faith. Now, faith is what overcomes every foe in our life. And if you read 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it tells us that very thing, that faith is what overcomes our enemies, Satan himself. So let's look this morning. Two weeks ago, we looked at the basis of our faith must always be the Word of God. And the first part of that was daily faith is rooted in fact, not feeling. That was the first part of the message of part one. The second part of that, faith has nothing to do with probability. And we talked about that. I won't go in that because I want to talk about what faith is now. Faith is nothing to do with appearances, okay? So, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says what? Faith comes by hearing, and what? Well, hearing by the Word of God. But up there on the screen, it says 2 Corinthians 5:7. I quoted Romans 10:17. Okay, but we walk by faith, not by sight. So faith has nothing to do with appearances. It has to do with walking by faith. At the close of World War II, the Alliance force were searching abandoned homes and cars. And they entered the basement of a house in ruins, and a Jew had spent all his time right there in that basement. A victim of the Holocaust, he scratched into the wall these words, which said, I believe in the sun, even when it does not shine. I believe in love, even when it is not shown. And I believe in God, even when he does not speak. That's good, isn't it? That's faith that you had. Going through the Holocaust, I can't even imagine what a person that went through that, Jew, that went through that. And yet, his faith was not on sight. It was in the Lord Jesus Christ. His faith was in God. So faith has nothing to do with appearance. It is the now. Faith is assurance of things hoped for and a conviction of things not seen. And one of these days, we're going to understand that better. as we stroll through heaven together, hand in hand, as we song that Steve sang a while ago, beautiful song. That's what's going to take place one of these days. See, appearance may sometimes say all things are going haywire, and that's probably true. But faith, even the hairs of our head are numbered. You know what that tells me? God's in control. Well, he never leaves me or he ever, never forsakes me. He doesn't, does he? See, appearances may sometimes tell us that, but faith says, given the hair of our head are numbered. Now, appearances told the disciples there are no need to finish or fish any longer. They're not going to bite. And sometimes I think that, don't you, Ted? Yeah, just hang it up and go home. If Jesus standing on the bank and he tells me cast on the other side, I'll do it. And I know I have a catch, right? And that's what he told the disciples. Cast on the other side and you have a catch. So, see, faith says launch out into the deep because Jesus said so. You know what that is? That's the shield of faith. George Mueller, he started the orphanage with two shillings, which is 50 cents. You think about that. Back in his day, that's probably a lot of money. Today, it's just not even pocket change to us. It's just when we buy a cup of coffee, will it? But you think about it. He started an orphanage for 50 cents, and he had previously made up his mind that when in need, he would never ask a human being for help, but he would only ask God. And over the years, those two shillings grew, that 50 cents, into five massive, gigantic buildings covered 13 acres, capable of accommodating 2,000 orphans. You think about that. That's a lot of faith, isn't it? He put his faith into work. And through prayer alone, Mueller saw $7 million given towards this effort. So more than once, he sat at the table with hungry orphans without a grain of food in front of them and blessed the food that God had on the way. You know, he would say, thank you. He would thank God in advance for what he was going to provide. And you see, George Mueller, he put on the shield of faith. That's what he did. And that's what we must do as well. He blessed the food that God had on the way and only to interpret by a knock on the door and people provided what they needed. See, faith has nothing to do with appearances. So why is it that we'd rather trust in other things or for security rather than the Lord? Why is that? We need to put faith in the better object. We need to know what the object of our faith is, and the object of our faith should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Reminds me of a man who was climbing. He was a mountain climber, and he fell. And as he was falling, he grabbed hold of a root. And you may have heard this story. And as he was hanging there, he looked up at the top of the cliff, and he said, is there anyone up there? And he heard a voice say, yes, I'm up here. Well, who are you? And the voice says, I'm the Lord. He said, you got to trust me. And the man said, okay. And the Lord said, turn loose of the root. The man said, is there anybody else up there? That's how we are sometimes, isn't it? We call out to God in faith, and he tells us to do something. We say, well, you got any other options? No, you just follow my first one. If we do that. See, faith is not by appearance. It's by faith in God. See, the Lord, The faith is explained here. Now, let's look at how we can expand it, how that we can make the shield of faith larger, increase our faith. And we do that by faith grows gradually. Now, when you think about it, when you were born, you were born one day, next day you was an adult? No. You get there gradually. You get there through a process. And animals, they get there pretty fast, in a few weeks or maybe a month or so. It takes us, through at least 18 years to get to our full potential as far as our growth potential. But spiritually, we got to do that every day, don't we? Just like marriage. So, counseling a couple one time, they asked me, how long does it take to make a marriage? I said, well, how long do you think? They said, I bet 10 years. I said, no, it's a lifetime. Isn't that right, Ed? And Vicky, huh? That's right. 65 years, you think about that. 65 years. It comes fast. It really does. Now, let's see faith grows gradually. See, you don't attain strong faith all at once any more than an infant becomes an adult at once. It doesn't happen that way. It takes time, proper nourishment. It takes exercise. See, Abraham, when you're reading the Old Testament, he was known for his faith. But in his early years, he didn't have it. He lacked it. Even in his older years, he kind of faltered in his faith. He wasn't born a man of faith, but he grew into that faith gradually by trusting in the Lord. And that's how we do it. Hudson Taylor was a pioneer missionary to China. And he felt a call to God to go to China. And he told his friend, he said, I don't feel worthy. I don't think I can do this. And he said, no, I've never preached. I haven't done any of these things for the Lord. How could I go and be a missionary, a witness for others? His friend said, God will help you. You pray, and he'll give you guidance. And that's what he did. And God sent him to China. And Hudson Taylor is known by spending hours in prayer. Even those who were converted under his ministry would walk by where he was praying inside this room. He would spend hours and hours and hours, and they could hear him praying. And through that result, thousands of people in China and around the world were saved because he was a man of prayer. He put his faith in action to work. Secondly, faith grows scripturally. There's that verse I was looking for a while ago. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. As we listen to the Word of God, see, we grow gradually, spiritually, and then hearing the Word of God, then we take it in and we apply it to our lives. So faith comes by hearing the Word, and hearing by the word of truth, the word of God. See, faith is trust. Putting our trust in the right object, and that's Jesus Christ. See, and the way you come to the trust someone is by getting better acquainted with them. Now, using Ed there, how did you learn to trust Vicky? Overnight? But through the process of getting more acquainting and knowing, just like Brenda and I, over the 50 years, we learned to trust each other even more with our lives. And we can trust our lives with the Lord Jesus Christ because he is always there with us. We can trust him, just like the man that was hanging from the cliff. All he had to do is let go of the rope, not the rope, but the root, and he would have, God would have been there to protect him. It takes faith, stepping out on the unknown, realizing that God's going to have our back. See, there's something you would trust more than money to the bank, or a loved one in a car, because you have come to know them. And the more we get to know our Lord, we come to know his power. We come to know his wisdom. We come to know that he is just in all of his actions, and his love and genuineness. See, we learn that this is true because the Word of God tells us. In Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 and 10, it says, "The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek him." He never will. In Romans 8:28, I love this verse. "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." It's for those who love God, who trust God, that it will work out for the good. We may not always understand it, but if we have faith and trust, then God will work it out for the good. Not for those who don't trust him, who don't love him. It won't be worked out for their good, because they'll not see, even if it did. But for Christians, for believers who really, truly know that by faith, it will work out. And then we have faith grows painfully. And this is a part we probably don't like in our life. We know that faith works, but we know sometimes it's painful. And we've all experienced that pain in our life. See, Paul was a great man of faith. He was a great man of God. He suffered much for the Lord, and the Lord said, "You will, Paul, suffer for my sake." And he did it joyfully, but it was painful for Paul, because he said, "Count it all joy." And even Peter said, "Count it all joy. Think it not strange if you suffer in this world." But we do it for the joy of the Lord. We do it because we trust him. And there's two things that go hand in hand here. George Mueller said, "Trials, difficulties, obstacles, and bereavements, these are the very food of faith." See, that's what builds our strength. That's what builds our encouragement. That's what builds our trust in the Lord. Not in ourselves, but in him. Because he is always faithful. And he will be faithful to the end. A little boy was putting a puzzle together, and he was having a hard time, so he just gave up on it. So his sister said, "Here, let me help you." So she began to put the pieces together and finished it. And he said, "How did you do that? So simple. It was so hard for me." And she said, "You were looking at the puzzle. I was looking at the picture." Brenda just completed a thousand piece puzzle this week. And I asked her this morning, "Brenda," I said, How did you finish that 1,000-piece puzzle so easily?" And it would have probably took me a year to put it together. She put it together just a few days. And I said, "Did you look at the puzzle, or was you looking at the picture?" She said, "I looked at both." Good answer. That's how you do it. You look at the big picture, and that's how we are in our Lord. Life is sometimes like a puzzle, isn't it? It is a puzzle. And we, in the Lord, see, we can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it on our own strength. But when we trust the Lord, see, he places all those pieces out there. We're looking at him. We're not looking at the problems and the things in our life, the puzzles of our life. We're looking to Jesus Christ the author and finisher of our faith, and he helps us put it together. See, God holds the big picture, and one of these days we're going to see that big picture. It's exactly how God wants us to see it, how he planned everything in our life. And we just have to trust him and love him by faith. See, we hold the shield of faith when we believe him for what we don't understand, according to Hebrews 11:1, which is a faith chapter. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of those things we don't understand or the things that we cannot see at this time. Hebrews 11:1. Now, as we conclude, it's not about feelings. It's not about probabilities. It's not about appearances. Faith is none of those. Faith is rooted in fact. Fact. It grows gradually, and sometimes life is painful. By the word of God, we need to pray, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. Like the man that came to Jesus to be healed. Do you believe? Yes. Help me with my unbelief. Mary and Martha. Jesus said, do you believe? Yes, we believe. Then it will be done. When we do that, it helps us grow our faith. See, trust and faith helps us grow in the one source, the object of our faith, author and finisher of our faith, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you know you have faith, but you haven't trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do that this morning. If we have weak faith, the Lord can help us with that. If we have trouble faith, the Lord can help us with that. And those who have no faith, God can cure that as well. I'm thankful as I stand before you this morning. You're here because you do have faith. And God can help us increase that faith when we put on the full armor of God. And the shield of faith this morning will help us better understand his great love for all of us. Our Father God, we praise your holy name this morning. We thank you that you love us and you care for us. Nothing goes unseen with you. You know our ins and outs. You know our problems, our troubles, our heartaches, our pain, the things that, Lord, that we deal with each day, whether it be physically, emotionally, or spiritual. Lord, you're the healer of all. Lord, help us just trust you. With faith, Lord, faith can remove mountains of burdens, of things, Lord, that we cannot accomplish on our own. But with you, everything is possible. Whatever the needs are here today, and there are many, we all have particular situations and things in our lives, Lord, we cannot bear up on our own. But Lord, you are here for us. You'll always be. I'll never leave you or forsake you, you told us, you tell us. Whatever the decisions are today, Lord, let your will be done. Speak to our hearts, make it clear. That even the simplest child here today can understand. Lord, it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Let's stand as we sing our hymn.